Today we are in 2 Kings chapter 22. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. His mother's name was Jedidiah, daughter of Adiah. She was from Bozkath. When you're only 8 years old, someone has to help you be king. And maybe it was his mother. Whoever it was influenced him the right way. I say maybe it was his mother. His mother is mentioned here. And his father sure didn't have any good influence on him because his father was evil. Anyway, Josiah, according to the word of God in verse 2, was a good king. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in all the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. His father and grandfather were both no good, but Josiah broke that chain of evil in his family by being good, by having a relationship with Almighty God. And see, it just goes to show that just because a person's parents and maybe grandparents were no good, it doesn't mean that they must be no good. You can stop that chain of evil in your family by choosing to follow God. You have a free will. You are able to do that. And this is what Josiah did. 3. In the 18th year of his reign, King Josiah sent the secretary Shaphan, son of Azaliah, the son of Meshulam, to the temple of the Lord. He said, "Go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, and have him get ready the money that has been brought into the temple of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have collected from the people." Josiah had been collecting silver for the temple, and he wants to know how much is there. The temple is in need of a lot of repair, because for a long, long time, many years, it has been just run down. Nobody used it. It was closed down. It was a mess. Verse 5. He says, "Have them entrust it to the men appointed to supervise the work on the temple, and have these men pay the workers who repair the temple of the Lord." So the temple, as I said, was in bad condition. The two previous kings, Josiah's father and grandfather, let it get run down. Plus, they put all those pagan altars in God's holy temple. And so Josiah is working hard, restoring the worship of God, and along with that, his holy temple. It says in verse 6, the carpenters and the builders and the masons also have them purchase timber and dress stone to repair the temple. But they need not account for the money entrusted to them because they are acting faithfully. How nice is that? Those in charge of this project did not have to write down every dollar that was spent and where it went. They did not have to save the receipts either. They were good men, so they could be trusted. Verse 8. Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord." He gave it to Shaphan, who read it. As they were working on the temple, they found the Bible. It must have been laying there collecting dust for a long time. So they blew the dust off of it, and they thought they better read it. And they do. Then Shaphan, the secretary, went to the king and reported to him, "Your officials have paid out the money that was in the temple of the Lord and have entrusted it to the workers and supervisors at the temple." The man in charge reports to King Josiah and gives him a temple progress report and also tells him about this Bible that they have found. Now, it had been evidently years since anybody saw it or read it. Verse 10. Then Shaphan the secretary informed the king, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a book," and Shaphan read from it in the presence of the king. So he read the Bible to the king. 11. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. The king, King Josiah. It's the young man, probably about 24 years old. He was godly enough to be terrified. Godly enough to be terrified. From reading the scriptures, he knows that the nation has done many sinful things for many years, and he tears his clothes. That's a sign of grief in those days, and sorrow. Verse 12. He gave these orders to Hilkiah, the king did, the priest, Ahiakim, son of Shaphan, Achbor, son of Micaiah, Shaphan, the secretary, and Asahiah, the king's attendant, go and inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that burns against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book. They have not acted in accordance with all that is written there concerning us. Josiah knows that God must be very angry with his people. And as a result, he instructs the spiritual leaders to ask God what they as a nation need to do. The king will make sure that they will do whatever God says, if anything can be done even. This has been going on for such a long time. But he's willing to do whatever. And when a person is broken over their sins, they are not concerned about themselves. They want to please God. That's the big thing that they care about. 14. Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, Achbor, Shaphan, Asaiah, went to speak to the prophetess Huldah, who was the wife of Shallum, son of Tikva, the son of Harbaz, keeper of the wardrobe. She lived in Jerusalem, in the second district. And verse 15 says, she said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the man who sent you to me." And she is referring to King Josiah. Verse 16, "This is what the Lord says. I'm going to bring disaster on this place and its people, according to everything written in the book the king of Judah has read." The king and his men had read in the Bible that God would punish Israel if they left him to worship other gods. Well, they did it for years. And now God says, "I'm going to do what I warned I would do. I'm punishing. I'm destroying." 17. "Because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods and provoked me to anger by all the idols their hands have made, my anger will burn against this place and will not be quenched." And now, as we see, Israel has gone beyond the point of no return. There's no salvation now. As Jeremiah said in his prophecy about this time, "The summer is ended, the harvest is past, and we are not saved." So even though their current king, Josiah, is a good man, they will be punished for all the bad that they have done in the past. 18. "Tell the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the words you heard." And now God has a personal message for the good king, Josiah. We heard the message for the nation as a whole is going to be destroyed, but God has a word for King Josiah. 20. Actually, verse 19. "Because your heart was responsive, and you humbled yourself before the Lord, when you heard what I have spoken against this place and its people, that they would become accursed and laid waste, and because you tore your robes and wept in my presence, I have heard you, declares the Lord." God can pick out one good person who respects him. He can pick that one good person out of a population of millions who do not respect him. God knows those who belong to him, and he knows that Josiah is a good man. Verse 20. "Therefore, God says, I will gather you to your fathers, and you will be buried in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I'm going to bring on this place. So they took her answer back to the king. God does not reverse his decision to destroy Judah, but he does delay it so Josiah will not see it in his lifetime. And this goes along with the Bible, what the Bible teaches elsewhere. God does not punish the righteous with the wicked. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is right, the Bible says. Next time we'll pick up our study in chapter 23. Until then, so long, everyone.